It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Each week, we take a look at Michigan politics with Susan Demas, columnist for MLive.com, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. I want to start with the Medicaid expansion. Governor Snyder was pushing for the expansion, which is part of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. And while it passed in the State House, it languished in the Senate. But this summer, the Senate passed a plan to expand Medicaid out of committee, along with two other plans. Susan, what's going to happen next?
Well, probably there will not be a vote until the end of the month because it's just going to be too difficult to get lawmakers back, and votes still need to be counted. There's definitely a push to do the version of expansion that builds on the House plan rather than the more free market alternatives, because obviously the Snyder administration has been very adamant that those alternatives would be the dismantling of Michigan's healthcare system.
Ken, what do you think shifted in the Senate to actually get them moving forward at all?
Well, I think expanding Medicaid is considered anathema to many Tea Party types and more conservative lawmakers in the Senate. I happen to believe at the end of the day this does get passed. And I think one of the reasons it does is I think it's very difficult for the Senate Majority Leader to allow a major policy initiative of his own governor, endorsed by his colleagues in the House, to die in the Senate a year before an election.
Turning our eyes towards Detroit, in what some political watchers thought was a long-shot write-in campaign, Mike Duggan, former president and CEO of the Detroit Medical Center, this week received the most votes in the primary for Detroit mayor. Susan, what happened?
You know, I have to say, I was as surprised as anybody. It's always amusing the day after there's a surprise in politics, and suddenly everybody called it. Everybody knew Mike Duggan was going to prevail and not just get on the ballot in November, but be in the first place. I certainly can't claim that I was that clairvoyant. But, you know, I think that Mike Duggan obviously spent a lot of money, as did his PAC, which is always helpful. I think he was able to define himself as, you know, somebody who's turned around the Detroit Medical Center. He'll turn around Detroit. I think Detroiters like somebody who is willing to fight. You know, he was down and out. He couldn't even get on the ballot, but he picked himself up and he ran this scrappy writing campaign, and I think voters rewarded him.
Ken, Detroiters will choose between Mike Duggan and Benny Napoleon, who is the former Wayne County Sheriff for mayor of the city. Of course, this is happening against the backdrop of Detroit's municipal bankruptcy and the city being under the control of an emergency manager. How closely is this race being watched by the Snyder administration and other state officials?
Well, let me start by saying that if Susan Demas can't call it, then nobody can call it. This is a remarkable achievement on the part of Mike Duggan to do this in a write-in situation. And I think it in part indicates an appetite for change on the part of citizens of Detroit. I think this election and the results are going to be closely watched by the Snyder administration and others. Now, I think there are some people that have the view it doesn't really matter because the real force and power in Detroit right now is the emergency financial manager, Kevin Orr, and the federal judge. And so there's probably some people that think this mayor's election just doesn't matter. I think it does matter greatly. I think the Snyder administration wants a partner down there who has been elected and therefore endorsed by the people of Detroit. And when the bankruptcy is through and when after the judge has pressed the reset button, power does revert back to the mayor and the city council. And then the question is, are they going to sustain the changes that the emergency financial manager and the judge have instituted long term, or will a pattern of spending more money than they have revenue take hold again? So I think it matters greatly, this mayor's race, and I think people like the governor and others believe it matters greatly.
Lots to watch in the coming months. Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is columnist for MLive.com. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.